Good morning. Welcome to Husky Nation News right here on WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. This broadcast is in collaboration with the Daily Campus, UConn's independent newspaper, and UCTV, UConn's student-run TV station. I'm your host, Maria Shaw, and this is the news for the University of Connecticut this week. Getting cash may be a little more of a hassle this semester. The Daily Campus's Nayela Suleiman reports that Webster Bank has declined the request to renew their contract with UConn and have removed their ATMs from popular campus locations such as the Student Union and South Dining Hall. However, UConn spokeswoman Stephanie Reitz is hoping to create new financial and banking relationships. Now, students who are looking to use ATM services can go to the People's Bank ATM in the bookstore or the Webster Bank and People's Bank locations in Storrs Center. Students have started a Fridays for Future chapter here at UConn. Daily Campus reporter Kobe Amos reports, Fridays for Future is an international environmental student movement dedicated to holding governments accountable for addressing climate change. Fridays for Future has organized a climate strike on Fairfield Way that is occurring as we speak until 2 p.m. Students will be listening to speakers on the Student Union Green and will march to Gully Hall later today to further their goal of creating a carbon-free global economy, which will require governments to stop the expansion and investment in the fossil fuel industry. Students returning to campus may have noticed a different view of Merritt Lake now that the iconic swing tree has been chopped down. UCTV News reporter Reagan Schiaparelli reports more about this loss.
Unfortunately, the swing tree that has been on campus at this Merritt Lake location was chopped down on June 25th.
The infamous swing tree died after reaching its 70-year lifespan. This tree was a place where students could hang out, swing, and escape from the stresses of school.
I think it was like a really nice place for people to go when they were like stressed out. Like I know finals week it was pretty important, and they had like a box where people could write their feelings and how they felt.
Wes Ayers, the head of landscaping at UConn, stated that they made an effort to revive the tree by giving it a deep root fertilization treatment, but it didn't take. And although the atmosphere won't be the same, the tree left lasting memories for many students.
I remember one of my friends a couple weeks into first semester broke one of the branches on it because he climbed too high. Good memories, you know?
Yeah.
It was just like a nice place to sit by the lake and kind of relax and swing on the swings.
There may be a possibility of replacing the tree. There are currently descendants of the tree being cultivated, bringing hope of planting a new one once they are strong enough to stand on their own.
It's sad saying goodbye to a tree that many UConn students loved, but there's hope for a new one to be planted. Reporting for UCTV News, I'm Reagan Schiappa.
Having trouble connecting to the Wi-Fi is a common problem here at UConn. However, connecting to Wi-Fi while sitting outside is another issue altogether. Luckily, Informational Technology Services, or ITS for short, has expanded their wireless coverage in outdoor areas that students regularly congregate. Luke Hajdaz from the Daily Campus reports, after ITS noticed students working outdoors when there was nice weather, they realized there was a need to bring networking to students getting work done in these locations. Students may notice better wireless coverage on the Student Union Green and outside the Benton. Regional campus students may notice better coverage by Thanksgiving as well. The University of Connecticut will be having a sports analytics symposium presented by the UConn Data Science Club and the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences Statistical Data Science Lab next month. Nicholas Martin of the Daily Campus reports that while there are many sports analytics conferences, including the well-known MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference, the symposium aims to make events like this more accessible to students. Taj Chima, president of the Data Science Club, says, "We want to make this a premier event at UConn, accessible to students, given the fact that larger conferences like this cost $200 to $300. Luckily, students interested in this event will not have to break the bank, since admission to this event is $5. The symposium will be held on Saturday, October 5th, 2019, in McHugh Hall. And now the weekend weather. We welcome a sunny day today with a high near 76 and cooler temperatures tonight with a low around 57. Saturday is sunny as well with a high around 80 degrees and a cool, clear Saturday night with a low around 58. Sunday, expect more sun with a high of 81. Overall, there are sunny skies ahead this weekend. That's all the news we have for this week. We'll now be going to a short break before our talk segment. Today, we'll be speaking with my good friend Celeste about Charlie XCX, so stay tuned.
The Storrs Mansfield Unitarian Universalist Meeting House on Spring Hill Road hosts an independent documentary film on the second Monday of every month at 7 p.m. All screenings are free and open to the public. This message brought to you by 91.7 FM WHUS Storrs, Yukon's sound alternative.
From this point forward, the views and opinions expressed on this WHUS News Department show are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily the views of the staff, management, or licensee of WHUS Radio or the University of Connecticut. Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to introduce you to my good friend Celeste, and today we'll be talking about Charlie XCX. Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How's the semester going for you?
Pretty well, but I'm already getting kind of small with things, but I think that's something in our classroom.
Okay, so Celeste, for those who don't know, is a huge fan of Charlie XCX.
That is true.
So what do you think about her new album that just recently came out? How long ago did it come out again?
It came out September 13th.
Oh, so not even like a couple, it was just a couple days ago, like a week ago.
It's almost a week.
Yeah.
I mean, tomorrow will be a week exactly. And I thought it was really solid. I'm a huge fan though, so I don't know how much of my judgment is clouded by that. But at first I thought it was around an 8 out of 10, but the more I listen to it, I'm 9 out of 10, maybe. But I think that's just me being sort of like, I don't know, feeling that sort of, you know, fangirl energy.
I thought it was definitely a 9 out of 10, though, because I listened to it a couple times, but a lot of people didn't, like, there was, like, some drama, I feel like, about it, because, like, of the experimental kind of, like, techno sounds.
Well, Charlie has been experimenting with PC music for, like, maybe 5 years now, so that's not too unusual. Like, her last two mixtapes were pretty PC heavy. Like, there were far more elements of that in those projects, and so she did garner a certain fan base for that sort of style of music. It's very it's influenced by EDM, but it's also, you know, it's got its own motifs to it.
Cool. And then what's your favorite song, do you think, from the album?
My favorite song from the album
and why? You have to give a reason.
Okay, and why? It might be Click or Official. I like Click because it's just so fun and bold, and I love whenever Tommy Cash features. He's always got such good energy, and I don't ever know what he's really saying, but it's always really, really fun to listen to him go off there. And it did have like more of those PC elements, but then, sorry, what?
Oh, I was gonna say, could you define PC just for?
Oh, PC, it's PopCube. It's like this certain music label that is known for artists like AG Cook, Easy Fun, Danielle Harl. They're like big players in PC music. They used to have GFOTY, but I think she's off the label now. But she's sort of part of that really fundamental group. Hannah Diamond also. Yeah, that was a big one that I missed. But
cool. And then you also have a band of your own, right?
Yeah, it does not sound like that, but yes, I do. We're called Two Headed Girl, and yeah, we play sort of like emo/punk, indie, math rocky kind of stuff. I don't know how I would really describe it, but yeah.
And then what's like, where does the name come from, Two Headed Girl?
It comes from that classic Neutral Milk Hotel album that everybody listened to in high school, and the Aeroplane Over the Sea, and there's a song called Two Headed Boy, and we decided it would be a fun spin on the fact that we're twins.
Ooh,
name ourselves Two Headed Girl, so it's sort of a double meaning there.
Wow, that's actually so creative.
Yeah.
And then you play shows too. Are you like famous?
No, we are not famous, but I don't know. If you ask around, like DIY community. I'm sure somebody has heard of us. Yeah.
And do you upload songs onto like Spotify and?
Yeah, Spotify, Bandcamp. We have a Facebook page.
Apple Music.
With Twitter and Instagram. I have no idea. I'm not sure about the Apple Music thing because my sister was the one in charge of the streaming services.
Not Tidal.
Yeah.
Well, do you have like an album out or like
EP? We do have an EP.
I don't know anything about music, so I'm just like,
an album is kind of longer, but we have an EP out, and we're also releasing new music pretty soon, so I'm really excited for that. Like our new music is gonna be coming out pretty soon. I know it's being, you know, put together by our awesome drummer and
Wait, you have a drummer?
Yeah.
Who's your drummer?
Their name is Cam Pulaski, and they're like one of me and my sister's best friends. And
wow, that's actually so nice.
They also are producing / mixing, mastering this EP. Yeah.
Cool. Are you allowed to like say what it's called?
We decided to call the EP Resonation. And yeah, that's the name. I'm not going to elaborate, I think, at this time, because it has to do with one of the songs. And
wow, that's so cool. I'm so excited. I actually haven't listened to any of your music, though, but
yeah.
I will. I didn't know about this till like,
I don't know.
I didn't know about your band until like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
When Alyssa, one of our friends, name is Alyssa for those listening, mentioned it to me. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah,
you don't advertise it a lot.
I do not advertise it a lot just because I don't want to be that sort of nagging presence of like, hey, here's my SoundCloud link, check me out, you know, to every single person I meet. But you know, if they're interested, I'll let them know.
Wait, so do you have your music on like iTunes, like to purchase?
I'm not sure about iTunes or Apple Music, but I know Spotify and Bandcamp. We have confirmed.
Confirm it.
Yes.
But your sister isn't here. Where's your sister right now?
She goes to UHeart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We almost went to the same school.
And then what happened?
You
didn't want to hashtag twinning anymore?
Nah, I kind of wanted to go to UConn instead. So,
got you.
Yeah.
How does she like it there? Is it different, like, being without your twin? Like, is it like how they did the man on the moon thing, where, like, they did one twin on the moon and then one twin on Earth?
Yeah, and they age differently.
Do you feel like you're aging differently?
Maybe. Maybe, actually. I don't know. I would love to... Maybe I wouldn't love to see the comparison, because maybe I'm the one just declining really quickly. Not to be dark. But, yeah... We are pretty different, and UHeart is so different from UConn, too. It's very artsy and very small.
Yeah, and you're a philosophy major, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what's your sister, then?
My sister is sociology.
Oh, that's not too far apart from each other. You guys can work together your whole life.
Yeah, we could come up with some really good theories here and
there. Wow, that's actually so cool, like, in my opinion. But anyway, back to Charlie XCX.
Yeah.
Why is Official one of your favorite songs? You didn't mention it.
Oh,
I
didn't
miss that.
Oh no,
I was gonna come back to it.
Yes. Official
is also one of my favorite songs.
Yeah,
too.
It's a really good pop ballad. It's like really heartfelt. I'm not gonna lie, I felt a lot of feelings when I was listening to it, so it kind of hit me in a certain way. And also, I find the backing instrumentals in that song so beautiful. It's crazy how much I love both the backing track and her, you know, her vocals, her ad libs. Like, the way it all comes together for me is, I don't know. I almost feel like, you know, like a disposition to this.
It's just so interesting that, like, you're into Charlie XCX as like as a punk emo band person.
Yeah.
Emo punk band. Is that the genre that you
mentioned?
That's so cool, I think. I think it really shows how pop is amazing, in my opinion.
Pop is powerful, yeah.
Pop is powerful. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's what's hitting the mainstream most of the time, I think. And, mm-hmm. well, yeah, it's popular music. And, you know, there's really a lot of good stuff out there.
But yeah, that's actually really cool. And then also, do you think it's like your favorite album by her, like in all of all time?
Ooh,
compared to her older albums?
That's tough.
Or EPs or whatever she releases?
That is such a tough question, because I would say probably album, but not piece of music, because she has a Vroom Vroom EP and she has two mixtapes. So
mixtapes?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then what's your all-time favorite Charlie XCX song?
My all-time favorite Charlie XCX song? That is such a hard question. I would either say track 10 or... Ooh. Oh, that is such a difficult question. I really like Stay Away from True Romance. Let's throw
wow.
that there.
What if I said that my favorite song by Charlie XCX was was, I feel like I want to be like a fake fan. Like, I love it.
I love it. Yeah, that's a good song.
I love that song.
No, that's a good song to like.
It as a song.
She pens really good pop bangers. Like, she penned that song Senorita that's playing everywhere.
Yeah. Wait, what?
She wrote that song.
No.
She also wrote Same Old Love for Selena
no way.
Gomez. Yeah.
I had no... No.
And that's the reason why it's a Selena Gomez song that I like.
No. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow. So she has, like, a number one then, like, for Senorita.
Yeah, she originally wrote Boom Clap and was trying to... like deal with Hillary Duff's people and give it to her,
but then she sang it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
She's got songwriting skills.
Oh my gosh, I feel like she's so underrated now.
Yeah.
No way.
She completely writes bangers all the time.
No, she's also a really good performer. Have you ever seen her live?
I watch her live stream a lot, but I'm actually seeing her live this October.
Exciting.
So I'm really excited, yeah.
Is it your first time seeing her live?
Yes, and I really regret not going the other time.
No, I totally get it. Like, I feel like I say this every single time I'm on anything. I'm a very, very big Taylor Swift fan. You
yeah.
know this.
Yes, I
we've
do
had
know this.
Me and Celeste have had, or Celeste and I don't know. Celeste and I have had very in-depth discussions about Taylor Swift's music. So
yeah.
if you ever want to have like a really cool talk, talk to Celeste. Like, she knows everything about music. She'll give you like objective philosophical opinions.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing talking to her about it. So
yeah.
but anyway, yeah, so I saw her, wait, where was I going with that? I don't even remember.
We were talking about concerts, so maybe seeing Taylor Swift on Reputation.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The thing was, that was my first time seeing Taylor Swift live.
Whoa.
Despite being a fan of her for like ever.
Yeah.
But, and I do regret a little bit not being able to go see her earlier, but I think it was better this way. Cause I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like if I saw her earlier, I would have been like, I don't know, I wouldn't have liked her the same way that I do now. Like,
yeah.
Reputation had changed it for me, I think.
It's true.
So I think you'll really enjoy it. That's so exciting. I saw Charlie XCX on the Reputation tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's an amazing performer.
So I feel like she, even this new album of hers more aligns with Reputation. Like,
yeah.
It's more of that,
no, I agree.
Speed.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah.
And then have you heard, this is like very, it's not really related to Charlie XCX, but have you heard the song Glad He's Gone by Tove Lo?
No, but I do like Tove Lo as a collaborator, and I think she has some pretty good songs.
You need to listen to Glad He's Gone. I don't know, like, I was thinking about that song today. I've listened to it before, but I was thinking about it today, and I've been listening to it on repeat today all day.
Yeah.
It is just a bop and a half, so if you ever have a chance.
I'm gonna look that up later.
It is very good.
Glad He's Gone.
Glad He's Gone.
Glad He's Gone.
Yeah, I actually found it out because Taylor Swift, again, my dad like made fun of me. This is why I'm trying to avoid mentioning her. He made fun of me. He's like, yeah, I was listening to your last, because like my Destination News last time, he was like, I was listening to your broadcast. I've always talked about Taylor Swift. I was like, yeah, I'm trying not to, but they told me to have a topic, and that's all I could think of in the short time. So
yeah.
I have no personality, but
hey, no, liking things is much better than hating things. I mean, you know, some people are just down all the time, and it's much
true.
Better to have some sort of passion.
You're right.
Interest.
Yeah, that's true. But
basically, I'm like losing my thoughts now. I'm like, what was I saying?
Oh, you're talking about your dad.
Thank. Oh yeah, he makes fun of me about this all the time. But yeah, I don't even know. But whatever. Unrelated. I think I lost a thought and it's gone forever, but it's okay.
Your dad makes fun of you a lot.
Yeah, he makes fun of me for everything enjoy. I know. If he's listening, like he's listening now, he's gonna feel bad, but I'm joking, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so in other news kind of thing, mm-hmm. not really news, are you planning on going to the climate strike tomorrow? I know it's big
I actually have glasses appointment at that time.
You wear glasses?
I wear contacts.
Oh.
But I'm gonna get glasses so that I don't have to wear contacts all the time.
Do you not like contacts?
No, I would like to have that safety, you know.
Safety. Wait, have you never worn glasses?
No, like I have worn glasses, but the last time I had a pair was a while ago.
I feel like you're living on the edge by doing that.
I am definitely living
on
the edge.
I don't wear glasses or contacts, so I don't really know the experience, but yeah. I feel like that's living on the edge.
No, I am, because sometimes I'm so afraid of losing them that I'll just sleep with them on, and I know you're not supposed to do that.
So what? So what are you doing?
That's just my sick little mind there.
No.
Yeah.
Do your eyes not get dry?
They do. They really do. It hurts really bad. And yeah, I probably shouldn't do that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Celeste, what are you doing? What kind of frames will you
surviving.
Get?
Surviving.
What kind of frames exactly will you get then?
What kind of frames?
Do you have like a image?
Yeah, I'm thinking those ones that are kind of like thicker at the top and don't have any sort of frame near the bottom, you know what I'm talking about?
What are those called? Are those turtle shell or whatever?
No, not
what
those.
What does that
those
mean?
Are the circular
What does turtle
ones?
Shell mean?
Is
that what's called
the
tortoise
circular,
shell?
Tortoise shell, yeah.
Why are they
glasses.
Called that?
I don't know. That's a really good question.
It's a philosophical one.
Yeah,
why are they called that?
There are a lot of questions.
That would be the one that you can ask at philosophy club.
Yeah, that's true. It's
Monday?
Monday.
During my show?
Yeah, I'm sorry. stream No Boys Loud and also, you know, check out if you
so
want
what are
philosophy club.
So what are you going to talk about in your first meeting?
We're just going to get acquainted and try and see, you know, if we'll probably have some more overarching things about, like, you know, philosophy, like, you know, the basic intro questions, what is philosophy, you know, because we want to accept members of all skill levels, and we don't really, not skill levels, but sort of, like, well,
you
know.
You have to be good at the philosophy
reading.
Tryouts.
The amount of reading that.
Oh, wait, you're going to do readings?
No, I mean in philosophy there's a lot of reading in major and yeah.
So you're gonna make
for
us,
people who
you're
haven't
gonna
done
make us
that.
Read?
No. You don't have to necessarily read. You can just voice your
opinions,
thoughts, questions.
Interesting. And is the president a philosophy major as well?
Yes, he is. That is Jason Tossett.
Cool. Wait, were you all at the involvement fair?
Yes, we were. We were huddled up in the academic
section.
Area.
I think I was there too. Huh.
Yeah.
We didn't see each other, or did we?
I have no idea, because
I had
class during.
Oh, so you weren't
like
there.
4 to 6.
You weren't even there.
I know.
Getting some support for your brand new club on campus.
I'm trying.
For
I mean,
philosophy
he was
majors
there.
Everywhere.
That's what matters.
Did you get a lot of like people who are interested?
Yeah, we got a good amount. I'm actually pretty excited because.
Oh, I'm excited too, even though I'm not gonna be there. But I'm excited for it to flourish.
Yeah.
And turn into like UConn Outing Club, like one of the biggest clubs on campus.
Yeah.
I think they are the biggest club on campus.
Really?
UConn Outing Club. Yeah.
Wow.
I was talking to somebody about
today. They really like outing, I guess.
Yeah, they like hiking or whatever they do.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that's all the time we have for now. Thank you so much, Celeste, for being here.
Yeah,
I
no
really
problem.
Appreciate it. And like I said to everybody listening, if you ever want to have any type of music conversation, Celeste is the one to have it with, because it's just an amazing time. It's always so much fun. And like, I don't know, I feel like you don't feel like you're being attacked when you give criticism. When you give criticism, I feel like, wow, I agree.
What do you mean?
Like music criticism? You're like, oh, okay.
Like analyzing a song.
Yeah, it's like, it's a lot of fun whenever you do it. So anyway, thank you so much for being here. And thank you so much to everybody listening. Thank you to the Daily Campus and UCTV for collaborating with us on this broadcast. And a huge thank you to Ethan Smith, the creator of our theme music. I'm Maria Shaw, and you are listening to WHUS Stores 91.7 FM. Have a great weekend.